We begin with breaking news. A prominent Palestinian activist, Qadar Adnan, has died in an Israeli prison after 86 days on hunger strike. Adnan was a member of Islamic Jihad. He was arrested by Israeli forces near his home in Jenin in early February and had been on hunger strike to protest against the conditions of his detention. Qadar Adnan was 45. But Mustafa Barghout is from the Palestinian National Initiative. He called Adnan's death an act of assassination by the Israeli government.
This is a very dangerous thing that has happened. The Israeli government, and in particular Ben Gvir, this fascist who is a minister in the Israeli government, are personally responsible for this act of assassination. I call it an act of assassination because the Israeli government knew very well, and its military courts, that a person who is on hunger strike for 87 days who did not receive any kind of medical care could die at any moment. And that's exactly what has happened. Qadar Adnan is a political activist. He was not engaged or involved in any kind of military action, for instance. He was just politically resisting occupation with his speeches, with his talks, with his solidarity actions. He is a political activist. And he was trying to express the suffering of the Palestinian people and demanding our freedom from occupation and the system of apartheid that we are subjected to. But let me tell you that the conditions in which Palestinian prisoners are kept is horrible. We have lost up till this moment 337 Palestinian prisoners who died in Israeli jails. Israel issued no less than 13,000 order of administrative detention without charges against Palestinians. And as I said, there are 1,000 of them today at this moment, including 6 children under administrative detention. This is a country that is practicing fascism. It is a country, Israel is a country that is practicing unacceptable violation of human rights.
Well, Al Jazeera's Nida Ibrahim is on the line from Ramallah in the occupied West Bank. Nida, so what more can you tell us about Qadar Adnan and the events leading up to his death?
This is the fifth strike for Qadar Adnan in Israeli jails. It was the longest before he was found unconscious in his cell and taken to a hospital in Israel before he was announced dead. There were many warnings from his family saying that his health is deteriorating. He started a hunger strike in February, soon as he was arrested, because he was expecting that he would be held without charges, as has been the case with him many times. This is a person who has spent 8 years in Israeli jails. Then he was presented with a list of charges that he said were disproportionate to the sentence and the years that were requested for him. So he continued his hunger strike.
Yeah.
Many human rights organizations were saying that there needed to be efforts to save him. And unfortunately, he died this morning in his cell.
Anita, is his death likely to lead to an escalation in violence, perhaps, across the West Bank?
Well, when you talk to Palestinians, they would tell you that this is an effort by Israel to kill Palestinian prisoners who are undergoing hunger strike. Qadar Adnan, in particular, is a symbol for that. He, in 2012, started the movement, let's call it, of individual hunger strikes, protesting arrest without charges. Now, while this case is different, still, he's a very symbolic person. We've heard from Palestinian officials, the prime minister, calling it an act of assassination, the Palestinian, the PLO Secretary General saying that Israel holds all accountability for his death. We heard from Islamic Jihad saying that this is an escalation and that they will respond to. So it's hard to tell how it's going to play out, but it's already tense in the West Bank. We're hearing reports of a shooting near an illegal Israeli settlement. We're hearing that potentially there is a stabbing attack. We're following the news. Of course, this is a sentimental issue. He's a symbolic figure, but it remains to be seen how it's going to be playing out here in the occupied West Bank.
All right, Nida Ibrahim, live for us there in Ramallah in the occupied West Bank. Nida, thank you. Well, there have been attacks from Gaza towards Israel. Yumna El Sayed is live now on the phone from Gaza City. Yumna, what sort of response have we seen and heard in Gaza to the death of Qadar Adnan?
Yes. So Palestinian factions here in the Gaza Strip, Islamic Jihad, Hamas, and all other Palestinian factions, they've mourned Khadr Adnan, and they said that they hold the Israeli occupation full responsibility for this heinous crime that has been committed against Khadr Adnan. Also here, Palestinian factions have vowed for a response on this Israeli crime, and they have called out for a general strike and protest among the different cities of the Gaza Strip. Also, a mourning tent and a press conference shall be held in the central Gaza Square in about at 8 G, and that means that the Palestinian factions have also said that in this conference they will be announcing a list of bringings or findings that they have agreed to after the killing of Adnan.
All right, Yumna El-Sayed, there live for us from Gaza City. Yumna, thank you.